This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Now, Lauren.
Yes.
I was going to text you, but I'm a bit worried. Tell me.
Look, you have all reasons to be worried about texting me because the likelihood is that you won't receive a response. And there was an article that I saw on Pedestrian TV. And you know, sometimes you just see a headline that just speaks to your core. That is exactly what happened in this instance. Effectively, it's talking about, does your text responding speed, what does that say about you as a person? And I just was hooked because my friends, future people that I've dated, my parents have all said, Lauren, what have we done? You do not respond to messages. And
oh, so you sit at the far out time span, not the rapid response.
Oh, not at all. I actually feel a stress response when a message pops up and there's this kind of expectation that you need to respond, and I just freak out. Even if it's just a, hi, how are you? Let's catch up. I'm like, oh God. And in my mind, or I'll open a message, I'll see it, that information will process, but then the actions of responding to be like, yes, that would be lovely. Mm. Let's catch up. That just doesn't happen until maybe a couple of days later, maybe a couple of weeks later. And they're like, oh, sorry. Because you don't ever want to say, sorry, I forgot. I didn't want to respond. Sometimes that can happen.
But you know, it sounds like you're creating a whole bucket load of work to do. Like, a quick response versus, oh, tomorrow at 2 o'clock, I'm going to sit down and do my texts.
True. You know? Just create that little, to-do
list.
It's
like a little admin task.
Look, I guess so. When you put it like that, it does add more work to myself. But in this particular article, the writer is talking specifically about how our texting behavior changes when we are dating, in that being a rapid replier seems to correlate with that you've got your life together and that you're a mature human being. I can respond to messages.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, when I was in the dating realm, I was much more prompt with my responses. But in all other aspects of my life, even emails, I know it's... And I feel like in the society that we live in, it is just that expectation that you will respond immediately. It's just that immediacy of like, I can contact
you. The instantaneous.
Exactly. Yeah. But I should be able to contact you whenever I want, whenever I want.
So question for you both. What would you prefer? A fast, short, abrupt response or a considered, but it might take a few days to come your way?
I think it depends on the context of what you're talking about. Like, if you're meeting someone for brunch and you say you're meeting at 10, you text them at quarter past 8, hey, where do you want to have brunch? And then they reply 6 days later.
Okay, that's problematic. I will admit that.
Case in point, yeah.
But I can definitely empathise with you, Lauren, in terms of getting a message, and although it is quite simple and wouldn't take a lot of work to reply to, it is just another thing on the long list of tasks that you need to perform in order to be a functional human being.
Exactly.
And I find it overwhelming myself.
All I was going to say is that to actually try and counteract this anxiety, I actually turn notifications off my phone for all messages. However, this really bit me in the bum recently, in that my dad got in contact with me saying that he was having surgery on the weekend.
Oh, no.
And again, turned the notifications off, so I just didn't respond.
So
and
poor
I didn't
Papa
see the
Bear.
Message. I know, it's like, where is my beloved daughter? Why isn't she here with me? And then again, 2 days after he had surgery, I was like, oh my gosh, Dad, are you okay? I'm so sorry. So
when you got to that admin task of text, poor Papa Bear, you're with the Bloody Marys on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.